Last night, this guy played guitar on stage, and it made me think of you, because you play guitar on stage. So I spent the next 15 minutes running a mental slideshow. Los Angeles, you give me half of your egg salad sandwich. Indianapolis, you grab me because the smell of gasoline on my fingers turns you on. Chicago, we play Ferris Bueller and follow a kids' tour group at the Institute of Arts. Ashland, you bowl five strikes in a row, etc., etc. I find this still happens a lot. Someone's wearing shoes, so I think of you because you wear shoes. You drink beverages. You breathe air. You can see how this might be a problem. Sometimes I just blurt your name out loud in my apartment for no reason, like a Tourette's outburst, and I'm supposed to write this poem about you. Because I keep saying I'm a poet, and I've been trying for the 3 years since you stopped bowling in my presence, but it keeps coming out like, I hate you, I hate you, I wish I'd never agreed to date you, or the day you left. The sun set for the last time. The trees wilted and happy little creatures ceased to scurry. Or my heart is a block of frozen, petrified, solid, really hard ice without you. Or I don't need you. Never did. I can open my own pickle jaws, motherfucker. Oh, I can write volumes about every little one-night stand, pointless encounter, waste of saliva I've tried to replace you, but you... You're drying up the ink in all my favorite pens. You're hiding all my journals and shorting out my keyboard. You are the quintessential cock block. If I had a cock, you are the ultimate writer's block. If... No, wait, that one works. The point is, I know you can eat a whole egg salad sandwich, but I appreciate the gesture. And that stretch of 90-94 from Chicago to Rockford has never been the same since I drove it home from the end of time. And when you stayed over this past spring, you slept on the couch, took a shower, and left. But it took me 3 days to take your towel out of the bathroom, and 5 more to wash it. I find I can't really write about something till I have a little distance perspective, and you're still mashed up against me like a Siamese twin. And the kicker is, I can't even say I want you back. You were all shades of fiasco. I was only on your mind if I was waving my arms in front of you and having sex with you. Well, I suspect you wouldn't have known the difference if I had been inflatable. And you only gave me the sandwich because you were being such an asshole. So if you asked, would I take you back? Yeah, I totally would. And that pisses me off. But if I was with you right now, I'd be sitting in some hotel room in New York getting my ass kicked at Scrabble, or pitching a makeshift baseball game in Gettysburg, Pennsylvania, and my debt would be twice as ridiculous and I'd weigh 100 pounds because you supplement eating and sleeping and not in any good way. But I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be running my stupid life. You are the rock star me I am too impatient to wait for, and you've got nothing to do with anything. Most of my friends don't even know what you look like, so you're all mine. And a terrible kisser. And a really sore loser. And I suspect you'll litter my life with unfinished pages about the empty spaces you left in my apartment for years to come. And tonight, when someone asks to borrow a guitar pick, or uses the words, and, or the, I'll think of you. Snapshot something somewhere away from here and today. Not much I can really do about that. Just thought I'd mention it 'cause it was on my mind.